This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, though we are, ladies and gentlemen, a little quieter than usual. Just consider this the Masters coverage. I've always wanted to be Jim Nance, and I finally found a way to be Jim Nance. I just had to come to Grand Forks and go in a big vinyl hangar in the middle of the Grand Forks Air Force Base, housing a company called General Atomics and their Grand Forks operations, which is pretty significant. And today, they are flying for the first time ever in a commercial application, the Predator. And that'll happen right here in Grand Forks, at Grand Forks Air Force Base, part of something called Grand Sky. The reason I'm whispering is there's a program honoring General Atomics' achievement today, and Senator John Hoeven is on the stage as we speak right now. And we'll chat with him a little later on in the program. Be a lot of folks here. We're going to talk to the president of General Atomics on the show today. And we're also going to chat with the head of the Grand Sky Project, because that in and of itself is complete and total innovation that you might not have heard about. So we're going to celebrate some of these things that are happening. President Mark Kennedy of the University of North Dakota will also join us today on the program, all of which to talk about how, you know, UND and private companies and the federal government and, FAA and everybody come together with what's happening up here and how it applies to you and maybe your kids and your grandkids, because I think it actually is it has the potential in my mind to be, for instance, an equivalent of oil development in North Dakota, right? We think of agriculture as the 800-pound gorilla, and it is, that has stood the test of time in driving North Dakota's economy. Of late, we've had an energy renaissance and something that darn near equals agriculture, although nowhere near as it doesn't have a longevity yet, but certainly in size and scope it does. And this could be that third pillar, really, that's pretty extraordinary. So that's one of the reasons we pay some attention to it. We're also going to meet a new sponsor of the program today, the folks from ouroldmember.com. It's a North Dakota company. I love this story, so I want to tell you a little bit about that. We're going to check in Poland. Some kids from North Dakota are at World Youth Day today, which I think is really cool. And that's become a really big event. But Krakow, Poland is where that's happening today. We're going to go there. We're also going to check in at Minnesota Vikings training camp, because I don't know about you, but when I hear it's Vikings training camp, I get depressed, because it means summer is getting a little bit longer. We're not going to spend a lot of time on last night's Democratic National Convention, and that is only for my own sanity, more than anything else. Donald Trump's press conference, some of what you heard during the program yesterday, continued to reverberate throughout the day. We do have some clips from that. We're going to share that with you, and I do have a couple of clips, but I became very agitated by the fact that the American flag is behind the stage, ISIS isn't mentioned, and then we have an absolute rip-roaring bunch of rhetoric suggesting that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are the candidates to change. America clearly wants change right now, so they're trying to shed the status quo and be the change candidates, and it's just embarrassing how the media is covering it. So I'm not going to frustrate you with much coverage on that today unless you want it. But you can call us, as you always can, on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And, Manny, you're going to need to, I guess, tell me the callers' names so far. I've not been able to connect to our normal connection with the phone line. So I'm just giving you that heads up that I'll need in my ear either Todd or Manny to know who is set to go on the program. But we love folks calling our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Tom Kenville is here. Tom's a UAS expert in North Dakota at the Center for Innovation, himself an owner of a UAS company, UAI International. I've been yakking on the radio, and I know the program's just started, but I heard Senator Hoeven say we got to push the envelope, and that's about all I've heard so far. What are they talking about, Tommy?
Well, they talked a little bit of history, Scott, and I'm really appreciative that you're here, but it was about 10 years ago when John was governor, and he said, called, and he said, Tommy, should we go after this industry and to see how far we've come with the companies and the schools and the technology, and, you know, a grand sky here is just, it's amazing. It's a lot of fun.
I don't have the sense that the state, the vast majority of folks in the state understand what's underway here. I get it's early and there's, you know, a lot happening fast and different companies coming in, but if you wanted to convey one message to the rest of the state about what this means to them, what would you say?
We're right now, Scott, we're at about, I'd say, 300 to 400 jobs that are non-government, and we're heading for a few thousand fast, and they're very good high-tech jobs. And so it really will diversify our economy, and everyone's playing the game. I mean, we have two-year schools like a School of Science in Lake Region. We have NDSU and UND, Northland Community College. So we're basically building the whole ecosystem, training the people to stay here. Retired military can stay here now because they're good jobs. It's amazing, you know. And we're going to do it all over the state as well, you know. Out west, we're going to be flying in the oil patch. So these UAVs or RPAs or RPVs are going to change our world just like the internet or cell phones did. And we're doing it here in North Dakota.
Yeah, so many applications. You can't even get your mind around the different things that this can do and the efficiencies that it can bring. The president of General Atomics is here. And just the fact that company is here. I mean, we're going to chat with him later. But, I mean, they're a major, major player worldwide in defense contracts, privately held, and kind of the envy of the defense contracting world, really. And here they are with a facility, and right next to them is Northrop Grumman. I mean, that's no small deal.
Yeah, we've said it before, but we have Chevy and Ford here, and that's amazing when the Grand Sky Park is brand new. You know, it's barely over a year and a half old, the idea. The state's really helped with the infrastructure. I mean, it's just amazing every time I come out here how much more is developed. And we have two big leaders that dared to go early, and then we have other companies close to the boat right now, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And Chevy and Ford's a good way to put it, right? If you're going to build cars, you'd want Chevy and Ford to be in your state. And Chevy and Ford in the UAS base are here. And so that gives you an idea. What do they see? What do they know? Where's this going? And that's why I say it's not boasting or, you know, sort of bravado to say that, you know, this has the potential to be a leg not unlike agriculture and energy in North Dakota. And the story I like about General Atomics, they have a Predator here, and they are bringing pilots in here to train to fly these Predators for commercial use, okay? Because that obviously already goes on in the military space, but not for commercial use. But these pilots, who are fairly well paid, obviously, are sitting in California, you know, chasing Pokemon because they can't get airspace time, right? I mean, they're idle. So by having one of the reasons they rush this facility, as I understand, is because they actually can have the pilots doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that's training, which they can't do in other more crowded airspace places, right?
I mean, it goes way back, but when we at North Dakota formed the airspace integration team, that was a key deal. We had one voice in aviation that we wanted to have UAVs in this state, and that was really a big step maybe 5-6 years ago. And then having public, private, the state, the CODEL out in D.C., everybody on board.
CODEL being an acronym for the Congressional Delegation.
Yes.
Tell how long Tommy's been at this, but Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer.
They've all been very, very helpful, and it's critical, you know, when we have a small state like we do to all be on the same page. And, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of great jobs, be able to keep a lot of young people here as well as retired military, whether they're the hooligans or the Air Force over here. And we have airspace, you know, we have a lot of open skies here, and it's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you mentioned the congressional delegation. Congressman Kramer yesterday was the one that suggested to me, hey, if I were you, I'd go up there and see this Predator go, and then proceeded to give me a briefing on General Atomics, you know, and the significance of the company and the size of the company and the fact that they're here and, you know, how that all comes to be, and it gets on their radar. Senator Hovind's been the same way, just like, you know, just an energizer bunny on these things, and they are engaged because they see the potential, and the potential is really our space, our sky, right? And the fact that we're a rural state is helpful in this regard, right?
It's very helpful because we don't have busy airspace, so therefore we have access to get flying. And also we have very strong people here, you know, that can work for these companies. So it's pretty cool to be in the temporary hangar like this. that these guys, you know, just signed up and they're already going to fly today, and the redoing of the ramp, and our developer Grand Sky, who you're having on later, has really done well and getting things done. And
it's a neat vision. We're going to talk to them all today. Tommy will be here with us as well. Alan Anderson, the Commissioner of Commerce in North Dakota, just speaking on behalf of Governor Dalrymple. I think this event came together pretty quick because President Mark Kennedy had a conflict, as did Congressman Kennedy and obviously Governor Dalrymple. Senator Hoeven obviously here speaking for the delegation, and there's representatives of all the offices here as well, and a nice crowd on hand. We're actually physically located on the Grand Forks Air Force Base, which in and of itself is significant because you don't very often just, you know, take commercial development and put it on an Air Force Base. So there's so many moving parts to this, but we're on the actual what was once the tarmac where the B-52s what do they call it, Tommy, when they were on alert, right?
On alert, yeah.
It was the alert pad,
yeah.
And it now is being converted to commercial use. Northrop Grumman very quickly putting up a temporary hangar here, and we'll fly the Predator today. We'll bring you that live. All right, give you a little recap of the big news yesterday, and it wasn't the Democratic Convention, but it was Donald Trump, which is significant in and of itself when we come back. And what's on your mind?
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Need a great delivery vehicle? You've got to call Gordy Bruce at Valley Imports and have him tell you about the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans.
You sit up a lot higher, and your field of vision is huge. One of the things is being able to stand up in the back end of the van, where a lot of people are on their hands and knees bent over, and now they can actually stand up. And the technology that they're putting into the Sprinters now is second to none.
Gordy, you started out selling cars in Devil's Lake, and now you're still selling to people in Devil's Lake.
Well, there's going to be more and more and more cars, the imports all over the country. And there's a few in Devil's Lake. I have sold to some of my former customers up there. Yes, you're right.
How do you try to give your customers a great service experience?
Before we even sell them a car, we'll go back and take them through our service department and show them, when they bring the car in for service, what to expect.
Visit Gordy and all the great people at Valley Imports in Fargo, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or valleyimports.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We are back. Just got a classic email from a listener, Victor. Subject: whisper? Subject of the email says, "Are you going to whisper the entire show?" Well, unless you want me to disrupt an event that is happening with Senator Hovind and others in Grand Forks, yes, the answer is I'm going to whisper, but not for the whole show. Just until this is done, and it'll be done shortly, they're going to actually take a Predator out and fly it for the first time with a commercial application. We'll be able to see that, hear that, tell you a little bit about that, and I won't have to whisper anymore. I think it's kind of, you know, something unique, Todd. I'm usually, you know, kind of like a caged animal behind the microphone about, you know, what I need to talk about. And
I don't know if you can whisper an entire show. I think you'd end up breaking it at some point.
I would probably break it, yeah. Yeah, I would probably. You're right. Exactly right. Our coverage of the Democratic National Convention, just like our coverage of the Republican National Convention, brought to you by our friends at the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. A good group of folks that are working really hard. Credit unions across the Dakotas have been serving their members for nearly 100 years, providing them with a member-owned, not-for-profit alternative to traditional banking. And credit unions are different. Unlike banks that generate profits for a few investors, Dakota credit unions return their earnings back to their members, right here at home in the form of lower rates and reduced fees. And credit unions know their members have an appreciation for what makes local great. Family, community, hard work, faith in tomorrow, and the freedom to make a decision locally. So if you're a credit union member, you already know the credit union difference. If you're not, visit asmarterchoice.org to see which Dakota credit union can show you the advantage of a credit union membership. Credit Union of the Association of the Dakotas bringing you our coverage. All right. I need to apologize because I normally, as a radio talk show host, would see an event like the Democratic National Convention speech of President Barack Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, Vice Presidential nominee Tim Kaine, and others as significant enough to watch. But I read a piece by Alan West yesterday. I have it on my Facebook page. But Alan West is a decorated former member of the military. He also was a one-time member of Congress as well, and now a fairly regular commentator. And he wrote a piece that really, honestly, just about tipped me over. And he was talking as much about what was not happening at the Democratic National Convention as was what was happening, okay? And he said, I'm not going to watch it anymore. I'm not going to watch it anymore. And I honestly said, you know what? I respect this guy so much. I respect what he said. I agree with him so much. I am too done. Now, I've heard some news coverage. I know the direction they went. But the vast majority of yesterday was from the Democrats about how horrible and awful Donald Trump was. Michael Bloomberg, too. Yeah. The guy who wants to regulate how much soda can be served at a privately owned restaurant. Okay? So this gives you the idea of the mindset of somebody who then thinks Donald Trump's awful. You decide who you think is awful. Okay? Barack Obama, I mean, is in some form of alternative state of delusion. I don't know what. But, you know, the idea that, Hillary Clinton is the most qualified person ever to be president. More qualified than him, that wouldn't take much. More qualified than Bill, that wouldn't take much. But it's just preposterous. The big story yesterday was Donald Trump in two ways. One, the rhetoric that is coming from the Democrats, in my mind, is unhinged. They've lost it, okay? Now, of course, it's not being reported that way. But if you read the transcripts, which I had the pain of doing earlier this morning, it's unhinged. Here's why. Donald Trump is surging everywhere. Their message of, hey, no, you know, don't tie us to the status quo. We're going to be it's not working. None of it's working. And Donald Trump, in my mind, is flat out brilliant. Normally, there is this rule, if you will. And the rule is, okay, the Republican nominee for president goes off the stage for the Democratic convention, and the Democratic nominee goes off the stage for the Republican convention. Donald Trump said, well, who wrote that rule? I'm not living with that rule. I think that's brilliant because he injected himself in the story yesterday and, again, took questions, pointed out the fact that she's not taking questions. But he said something that's causing a huge stir, huge, related to Hillary Clinton's emails and Russia. I want you to hear it in context, in order of how it was said, and see if you think the media coverage of it or the Democratic reaction to it, which, by the way, includes the accusation of treason at Donald Trump, is fair, accurate, or even in the same universe is reality. Listen to this. Cut one.
Katie, I would renegotiate so much of everything. I'm going to renegotiate our trade deals where we're losing with everybody. Katie, I'm going to renegotiate our military deals where we're protecting countries and they're not living up to the bargain. They're not living up to the bargain. And everyone agrees with me, except for the media. And the media never says that. I like NATO, just so you understand. I like NATO. I like the concept of NATO. It is somewhat outdated because it doesn't cover terror the way it should. I've been saying this for 6 months now. A couple of months ago, front page Wall Street Journal, we are going to cover terror, they announced somebody. I think NATO's great, but it's got to be modernized. And countries that we're protecting have to pay what they're supposed to be paying.
All right, this is an answer to a reporter's question from NBC, trying to, of course, you know, is Russia for the emails, and are you against NATO, and the usual stuff. And he at one point tells her to sit down, which I don't think was wise, but she just kept, I mean, if you listen to her, she just keeps interrupting. There's no decorum there whatsoever. Here's the second cut. Go ahead and roll that.
What do I have to get involved with Putin for? I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me. He doesn't respect our president. And if it is Russia, which is probably not, nobody knows who it is, but if it is Russia, it's really bad for a different reason. Because it shows how little respect they have for our country when they would hack into a major party and get everything. But it would be interesting to see. I will tell you this. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. Let's see if that happens. That'll be next. Yes, sir.
All right, so the New York Times at that point blasts out breaking news alert. Donald Trump encourages Russia to hack the email of his political opponent. Did you get that out of that? I guess if I'm Hillary Clinton, I do. I get that the guy's making a mockery out of the fact that the media and Hillary Clinton and everybody else, FBI, whoever, can't find 33,000 of her quote-unquote deleted missing emails. But the Russians can hack into the DNC. It was sarcasm. He's joking. They can't take a joke. But for them to go literally to jump the shark to treason is ridiculous. I don't think any American listens to that and sees Donald Trump as, hey, Russia, will you do me a favor and help me win an election by tapping into the... Charles Krauthammer last night on Fox had an interesting theory on this. He said, I think Donald Trump's doing exactly what he intended to do by making that. He didn't slip up and kind of joke where he shouldn't have joked. He's doing it on purpose to raise the issue of her missing emails and put that right in the middle of the Democratic convention. I want to know what you think about it and whether you agree with that theory as we continue. 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. He does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468.
cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Then emails that Trump was making comments about, we don't have to worry about Russia hacking into them. When Hillary becomes president, she's just going to hand them right over to them. They won't have to worry about it. So that's what people got to worry about. Bye.
I'll worry about it too. Is there another call there, Todd, that came in during the break?
Yeah, I'm listening to you this morning, and you know, you're not the only one. I've heard it all along about how, you know, Obama's unhinged or he's this or that. No, the man's brilliant. He knows what he's doing. He told you he was going to change us fundamentally. He keeps doing it. He keeps dividing us against each other so we don't see what the other hand's doing. You know, I'm not a conspiracist, but it's out there. It's in front of you, and you need to wake up to it instead of saying things like, ah, he's unhinged. No, he's not. He knows what he's doing.
Well, I think we're both right, but I take your point. There is obviously something bigger going on, and I can't watch that Democratic National Convention and not fear for the future of this country. We don't know what happens in November. I happen to think Donald Trump's going to win, and I think he's going to win big because you got a group of folks there who are married to the status quo and defend what we currently have, which is abysmal, really. I mean, anemic growth nationwide, I mean, ridiculous. And then you have somebody else that says, we got to just do it different. And he bests 16 Republican candidates who are all pretty darn good. So that tells me there's something going on in this country to say we want big-time change. All right. I see some applause. Senator John Hoeven is here, just got off the stage, and we're about to see the Predator take its flight for a commercial use for the first time ever. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, Scott, this is exciting. This is the first flight for General Atomics out of our Grand Sky Technology Park. This just shows we're leading the way when it comes to aviation innovation with unmanned aircraft. This is the latest, greatest stuff, and nobody can do what we can do here in Grand Forks.
What's North Dakota's role in this? Obviously, this is, you look at the Predator itself, it's playing a major, major role in our national defense right now. It's not new, right? Global Hawk, everything else. What's new and cutting edge here is commercial applications for it, and obviously there seems to be a growing role for North Dakota. Explain that.
That's it. What we're creating here is something nobody else has, and that's the ability to fly these unmanned aircraft and actually do research and development and not be limited to fly just within line of sight or below 400 feet. We can fly big aircraft. We can go over 10,000 feet. We can fly at night. We don't have to have chase planes. All these things enable the research and development and the innovation that drives this industry forward, because we've taken the time not only to develop the infrastructure, but to put in place the technology, the radars, working on the privacy issues, all the things that go into doing this well, safely, and in a way that people support. And this is going to be a big part, already is, a huge part of the future of aviation. We're driving it right here in the Grand Forks region.
Tommy Kenville, we call our UAS correspondent. He's been joining us regularly on the program. We're working on some
programming to inform North Dakotans statewide about all of the different applications and the ways that this can help, and really just celebrate general aviation and this renaissance as well. And I asked him earlier, I mean, is this, okay, agriculture is the backbone of North Dakota's economy, has been for hundreds of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oil has certainly played a huge role of late. We have an energy renaissance going on. It's incredible. Those are two pretty giant pillars of North Dakota's economy. Could this be the third? Is it that big?
So that's exactly the context to put it in. You're right on, Scott. Look, we are actually a leader in agriculture and always will be, you know, worldwide leader in agriculture. We are now an energy powerhouse for this country. We are, you know, huge in producing energy, you know, second largest energy producing state in the country, second only to Texas. We're going to continue to be an energy powerhouse. I think of it as the third wave. Our third wave is technology. We are going to drive technology, and not just aviation technology, but tech entrepreneurship, software, and other types of economic or of technology development up and down the valley. And I think this is really the third wave for our state's economy: ag, energy, now technology, including aviation.
He mentioned you were kicking tires 10 years ago.
We've been at this for 10 years.
On this base. Yeah.
This is not an overnight success, man. We started this through our Centers of Excellence program in 2005, over a decade ago. And that's why that we're the leader. But we got, like I said, this is competition. This is a global competition. That's what we're about, right? Creating that growing economy, the most productive, innovative people. North Dakota can compete with anyone, anywhere, anytime, and when. And we're showing that right here today.
So, you know, we're standing in a facility of General Atomics right now, and the Predator is obviously theirs. You know, just a good five iron away.
Stone's
here.
Stone's throw away.
I gave you a golf analogy. I thought that'd be better.
Yeah,
right? Five iron away.
There you go.
Is the folks from Northrop Grumman? They're the Global Hawk. These guys are the Predator. What do they see in Grand Forks? What you know, when you talk about competitively, yeah, there's a lot of people would like them here. Why are they here? What can we do that the others can't?
Well, like I say, so many things, whether it's the Predator or the Reaper that we're flying today, and we're going to try and pilots, you know, our allies, Great Britain, Spain, Italy, Netherlands, all of our allies will be training their pilots right here in Grand Forks at Grand Sky. With General Atomics, they're going to do similar things, just like we're training them on Predator and Reaper here, General Atomics, Northrop Grumman will be training with the Global Hawk.
Fascinating. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exciting. You got some amazing people here.
And we're going to see this thing fly.
Yeah. And I know you're going to talk to Dave Alexander, who's president of General Atomics Aeronautical. And I tell you, the whole GA team, Lyndon Blue, the company, one of the most innovative, creative, dynamic aerospace companies, not just in this country, but globally. And we've got their top people doing amazing stuff here, and we really appreciate them.
That's awesome.
This is how America pushes the envelope forward. We are the leaders.
That's cool. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks. Great to be with you, Scott.
You bet, Senator John Hogan. We can chat with Dave right now. The Predator has just gone by, so he can give us the play-by-play of what we saw. Dave Alexander is the president of General Atomics. And General Atomics, I just want folks to understand a little bit about the company. An affiliate of... we're here at General Atomics Aeronautical Systems event, but they're an affiliate of General Atomics, and they deliver situational awareness by providing remotely piloted aircraft systems, radars, and electro-optic and related mission system solutions for military and commercial applications worldwide. Today, we are celebrating a commercial application and a training facility that will be a part of their world. Dave, nice to see you.
Yeah, same here. Thanks for having me.
I sense this is just yet another, you know, milestone event, and what is really unfolding is a really neat thing for North Dakota, for commercial use of these UASs. And the drone is up right now.
That's right. It's flying by right now. That's MQ-1 Predator A. It's about a 40-hour endurance aircraft from the ISR condition, and that's one of our training assets. We'll also be training... it's called the Predator B or Reaper aircraft, which is about a 12,000-pound airplane also here in another couple months.
Now, so this particular Predator, which is something we hear about in the military use, which is, you know, doing some amazing work in this war on terror without question. Now we're talking more and more about a commercial application. What have been the limitations to commercial applications for these things so far?
Well, mostly it's export restrictions. So
what is an export restriction?
Well, it's a missile control technology regime, MTCR, and that restricts you from exporting an aircraft that can deliver 500 kilograms at 500 kilometers. And if you can do that, it's classified as a cruise missile. And so we believe it's a misapplication of the ruling, and it's greatly limited our export capability and greatly limited our commercial sales ability.
Right, and so on the commercial side, you know, the payload is really what we're talking about.
Right.
The payload for the military thing is obviously to go get bad guys.
Right.
On the commercial side, it has nothing to do with bad guys.
It's all about ISR, long endurance, and all kinds of any kind of payload you can think of that you can put up in the sky for a long time, very affordable, and that's what it's all about.
Tell me about General Atomics. I hear a lot of great things about your company.
Well, it's a privately held company. It's about 7,500 employees. We've grown from about 23 years ago from zero people to what we are today. And we've delivered approximately 750 aircraft and 500 ground control stations. We're very vertically integrated, and the company is deployed around the world. We actually deploy a lot of our people with the platforms. So at any given point in time, we have close to 900 to 1,000 people deployed, pilots, mechanics, technicians. The idea is to get out, sense of urgency, get out to where we need to go, and then backfill and get the customers to take on the operations themselves.
What do you do here in North Dakota that you can't do in other places?
Well, it's you know, the FAA picked this as a test site, and we're already operating here with the Department of Homeland Security, and the Guard is also here. And so it's a perfect place to fly. It's close to the border, and it's very, you know, it's set up to welcome unmanned aircraft. The university here is awesome because it's, you know, it's an aviation spirited background, and it also provides a lot of pilots into our program as well.
I understood you had a situation where you had California pilots sitting idle, basically not able to fly because you couldn't get the airspace, where you get them here and you got the space.
That's right. So we got the airspace, we got the cooperation. And so that's why we're here. It's a great place to be, and we're happy to be here.
What do you want North Dakotans to know about an industry, a technology, at least on the commercial side, that's new to North Dakota? Obviously, the Predator is not new to North Dakota from a military standpoint. They're connected with the North Dakota National Guard, and the Global Hawk is with the Air Force Base. So people, I think, have somewhat of an understanding there, although obviously military applications are somewhat classified and quiet. What do you want people to know about it as far as commercial use is concerned?
Well, for commercial use, it's flight in the national airspace. And, you know, we're leading the way with what we call a sense and avoid system. And the sense and avoid replaces the pilot that would normally be sitting in the aircraft looking out the windshield. And so this sense and avoid system detects what we call cooperative aircraft that are transponding their position. And you can receive that. So that's a cooperative aircraft. And they have what we call non-cooperative aircraft. These are smaller airplanes that they don't have the transponders, or they forgot that it's a bigger airplane, they forgot to turn it on. And so this our system has what we call a due regard radar. It's forward-looking, and it looks out about 12 miles, and it fuses the cooperative and the radar tracks, puts it down to the pilot, so he can actually see better than a pilot in the cockpit.
Wow. And that's another way of saying, don't be concerned about the safety of these things flying here or testing here or anything
else. Now you can see better where, you know, you don't have visible conditions. Now you can see through the clouds with the radar, and it's all fused down on the ground. It tells the pilot if it goes lost link, then you have a way to veer off and avoid the intruder.
And the applications and the efficiencies that can come to agriculture and energy and so many other industries are unbelievable. We're going to talk with Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky about that a little bit later. Dave, good to meet you.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
Glad to have General Atomics in North Dakota. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I've seen it. I actually saw a predator in the air. Although I didn't, I had my hand on my phone like I was going to video it, and didn't get it, guys. So you just have to trust me that it was really cool. To see that predator, just like Senator Hoeven described earlier. And then get a load of this. So General Atomics makes the Predator, right? And then next door is a company called Northrop Grumman. They're actually building a facility, but they're next door, and they're out here, obviously, but their facility isn't operating yet. So after the Predator gets down and up, what comes for a takeoff? A Global Hawk. It's like Ford and Chevy fighting here. Yeah, just like Tommy Kendall said, Ford, Chevy, that's exactly right. Anyway, brought to you today in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Affordable energy, reliable energy. get yourself informed, and let your lawmakers know what you think about what the Clean Power Plan will do to your power bill. SecureEnergyFuture.org. We're going to check in at Vikings Training Camp today. We're going to chat with some more of our listeners. We have some more folks here from the Grand Sky event, the launch of the Predator for General Atomics, all coming up on What's on Your Mind. Gary in South Dakota has been waiting to weigh in. Gary, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I was going to say something, provide a testimony about the Dakota Credit Union Association. I'm a member owner of Black Hills Federal Credit Union down here in western South Dakota, and we are South Dakota's largest credit union, and I've been a member for over a little over 20-some years, and I get a lot of dividends and benefits that a bank customer wouldn't have. And also, I'm not very far from a very important military base down here in western South Dakota is called Ellsworth Air Force Base.
I know it well. Is Ellsworth still the fighters? They have the fighters there or the
it's
tankers?
It's one of two former B-52 and now the B-1B bombers, the Lancer bomber base.
That's right. It's a bomber base. It used to be B-52s, but now it's the B-1B, right?
Well, and then, too, it was part of the several Air Force bases that had the Minuteman sites.
That's right. Yeah, no, we got a lot in common, North and South Dakota. Absolutely. Gary, glad you called. Thanks for the shout-out for your credit union there near Rapid City. And we were talking earlier that the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas bringing you our coverage of the political conventions the last couple of weeks. They know their members and have an appreciation for what makes local services great, family, community, hard work, faith in tomorrow, and the freedom to make local decisions, and encourage you to get out there and vote. So, Gary, thanks for the shout-out. Appreciate it. All right, let's check out what's happening at Vikings Training Camp. It depresses me a little bit that it's on, honestly, but because it means fall's not far away, but it is kind of fun, you know, with the new stadium and everything, to get fired up for the Vikings season. Andy Rykoff is our Flag Family Sports Director, and he's at Vikings Training Camp in Mankato. What are you going there to find out, Andy? What's your mission? What's on your mind as you head down there?
Well, there's a lot of things on my mind, Scott. A lot of big storylines this year. One of the top ones is how are the Vikings going to repeat as NFC North champions? Something that has not been done since 2008 and 2009 when they went back to back back in those years. So how are the Vikings going to try and repeat as the North champions now with a much bigger target on their back after winning the last year?
So what has to happen for them to repeat? Is it Teddy Bridgewater, or what is the key component and something that would get them further in the playoffs this year versus last year?
I think one of the big things, Scott, is all the battles at different positions. I think this offseason, this training camp, is one of the more important training camps we've had in recent years for the Vikings. You just don't usually have a lot of position battles like they have this year, a lot of spots up for grab on the offensive line, even with Phil Lodeholt retiring earlier this week. And then you've got some young receivers that will be battling for positions. Cordero Patterson is going to battle for a spot. Adam Thielen, a Minnesota native, will be battling for a spot as well. You've got a lot of battles up for grabs in the secondary for the safety position next to Harrison Smith, and also for kind of that nickel cornerback spot to see if maybe Trey Lanes can get some more playing time. You've still got Terrence Newman, Captain Munderland, all the others from last year. So it's going to be a lot of battles. It'll be interesting to see who kind of emerges as a favorite out of this training camp this weekend.
Fantastic. Well, Andy, I know we're going to check with you next hour as well for more preview. You'll be down there all weekend covering it, and we're looking forward to hearing the coverage from the Vikings training camp in Mankato. That just brings me back to my childhood. I always remember that being so darn cool. Thanks a bunch, Andy. We'll check in with you a little later. Let's see what Mike in Bismarck has to say. Mike, what's on your mind? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. I am going to ask you a question. I already know the answer, but I want your opinion. Mr. Trump has given about an interview a day, and Hillary hasn't done one in over a year. And I was kind of curious about that, and I want to put a plug in for that pillow that you advertise. I got a couple of them, and they're fantastic. Tell me your opinion about that first question, please.
Okay, I have to apologize. Tell me the question again.
Well, I said Trump gives an interview about every day, every other day, three times yesterday. And Hillary hasn't done one for 15 months, and I know why. The polite word to say is she's afraid, and a little stronger word is coward. What is your opinion?
Yeah, my opinion is that Hillary Clinton cannot survive politically if she takes questions unvarnished from the media, so she's not going to do it.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now that we're retired, we're always looking for ways to save money. We hardly ever use our landline telephone anymore, but we've had the same number for years and we don't want to give it up. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, we can cancel our landline and save money. And calls to our home number go to either of our cell phones no matter where we are. What a wonderful service. OurOldNumber.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.